Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Reports emerging since yesterday that Rory McIlroy was on the verge of an $850 million move to LIV Golf, which would mark an extraordinary U-turn if that's the case for the player. Earlier today, his management has spoken out against this. To pick up on this story, I'm joined by RTE Sports correspondent Greg Allen, freshly back from Augusta. You've spoken with Rory's team in the last few minutes, Greg.
Yeah, I spoke to Sean O'Flaherty, Rory's manager, in the last few minutes. I emailed him and he actually rang me back virtually straight away, firmly to categorically deny the rumours. He said that LIV have never reached out to Rory with an offer, and that Rory has never approached LIV seeking an offer. Rory, he said like that both himself and Rory, the manager and Rory, have actually spoken to the LIV Supremo, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia boss, Yasser Al-Rumayyan. But those meetings have dealt purely with the state of the game and how to resolve the way the game seems to be fractured. And as a result of that fracturing, TV figures are down around 20%. Even the Masters Sunday figures were down. And this seems to be as a result of people getting tired of this rift in the game and the talk being nothing about massive amounts of money, obscene in some people's views, you know, swilling around golf. And what value do you get back from it? So he said it would make no sense for Rory to go to LIV. He said that like the corporate deals and sponsors that Rory has right now are, in the long term, they will exceed any lump sum that there would be offered right now if LIV were to put $750 million, $800 million on the table, because the lifetime of Rory's brand is going to go way beyond his career, because he is that big and that popular, and that the damage to that, and also the buzz of business that would be removed, because he would lose some sponsors and would lose.
But he did feel aggrieved, didn't he, Rory McIlroy, when people were going to LIV and suddenly he didn't. Suddenly there was this news or talk of a merger between the PGA and LIV Golf, and he asked for compensation then, didn't he? I think at the time, if I'm not mistaken. So I think there's an element of him feeling aggrieved that he held the line, he held for tradition, he stood up for the PGA, and yet there was talk some months back of a possible cooperation or merger. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
So June the 6th of last year, there was a framework agreement between the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia and the PGA Tour. And in the course of that, obviously, a lot of people were blindsided, including Rory. And, you know, this framework was supposed to be the end result, and everybody would be back together and all the players would be playing on the one tour. Mm-hmm. But we're nearly a year on from that and it hasn't happened. And there is a roadblock about that, because there's opposition from Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, all of whom are on the policy board of the PGA Tour. So that's in a bit of a hiatus at the moment. But for the game to begin to actually resolve itself and get back to people watching in the numbers, you want to have all the players playing together each week, or certainly 20 weeks of the year instead of the 4 weeks of the year that there are right now. Mm-hmm. So the confusion here to some degree is down to the way Rory seems to be appeasing the LIV players by saying they should be allowed back without penalty. And, you know, there's a certain degree of, yeah, if that happened, that's going to irritate some players. It's not going to irritate others. But one of the things that's quite clear here is that John Rahm went in December of last year. Mm-hmm. And John Rahm appears to have some buyer's remorse about doing it. He didn't play well in the Masters. He's only played three events this year because that's all the events that they've had on the LIV series. He's only played nine rounds of golf going into the Masters and was pretty much undercut going in there. So there's an element as well as to, like, if Rory went to LIV, I mean, he's nearly 35. He's only got maybe five, maybe six more years of being at his very peak. Hopefully he keeps that peak. And then there's an element of, quite apart from the money, what would make Rory happiest would be to win a fourth major, a fifth major, and a fourth Masters. And those elements could well be diminished by playing on a less competitive tour, which LIV may not appear to be in terms of the people who are on the tour, because they've got very good players now. Five of the world's top players, you could argue, are on the LIV series right now. But the level of competition isn't the same every week. And so you've got the money side of things, which, to be honest, doesn't make sense in the long term for Rory's long term brand. But it's a categorical denial, and that there is no truth whatsoever in the rumours. No approach has been made either way. And literally as I'm speaking, or in the last hour, or in the short while, Rory will speak about this at the Heritage Classic in America, where the next tournament this week is going to be held.
An awful lot of people were surprised by those rumours when they emerged about Rory McIlroy going to LIV Golf. But you are saying categorically no, and you've spoken with those people in the last few minutes. Greg Allen, thank you very much indeed for that update.